नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय निगमकल्पतनोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदमृतदिव संवृतं विविधभक्तमरासमालयं मुहुरोरासिकभुवि भावुकः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम्बुदीरयेत् नाष्टपये सुरेषु नित्यं भगवद सेवया भगवदी उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके एते चमसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियाणिव्याकुलं लोकं मृदयन्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणाम दुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम् So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 29. Gajendra's prayers of surrender. Nayam Veda Swam Atmanam Yat Shaktya Aham Dhiya Hatam Tam Duratyaya Mahatmyam Bhagavantam Ito Asmi Aham. Nayam Vedasam Atmanam Yachaktyaham Dhiyahatam Tam Duratyayam Mahatmyam Bhagavantam Iti Asmi Aham. Nayam Na Not I am people in general. Veda know. Swam. Own. Atmanam identity. Yat Shaktya by whose influence Aham I am independent. Dhiya, by this intelligence, Hatam, defeated or covered, Tam, unto him, Duratyaya, difficult to understand, Mahatmyam, whose glories, Bhagavantam, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ita, taking shelter. Asmiyaham, I am. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose illusory energy the jiva, who is part and parcel of God, forgets his real identity because of the bodily concept of life. I take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose glories are difficult to understand. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, every living entity, regardless of whether he be human, demigod, animal, bird, bee, or whatever, is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord and the living entity are intimately related, like father and son. Unfortunately, because of material contact, the living entity forgets this and wants to enjoy the material world independently, according to his own plan. This illusion, Maya, is very difficult to surmount. Maya covers the living entity because of his willingness to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead and make his own plan to enjoy this material world. As long as this contamination continues, the conditioned soul will be unable to understand his real identity and will perpetually continue under illusion, life after life. Ato griya kshetra sutapta vitair janasya moho ayam aham mameti. As long as a living entity is not enlightened so that he may understand his real position, he will be attracted to materialistic life, to house, country or field, to society, sons, family, community, bank balance, and so on. Covered by all this, he will continue to think, I am this body, and everything related to this body is mine. This materialistic conception of life is extremely difficult to surmount. But one who surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as did Gajendra, the king of the elephants, comes to enlightenment on the Brahman platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na shochati na kankshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments, nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Since a devotee is completely on the Brahman platform, he is not jealous of any other living entity. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu om ajnana timirantasya jnananjana salakaya chakshuran meritam yanam tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam dadati sabadantigam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yota Padagamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyaevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nayam Vedasam Atmanam Yat Shakyaham Dhiya Hatham Tam Duratyaya Mahatmyam Bhagavantam Ito Smyaham. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but whose illusory energy, the Jiva, who is part and parcel of God, forgets his real identity because of the bodily concept of life. I take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose glories are difficult to understand. So, Gajendra, the king of elephants, was offering these wonderful prayers, being in a difficult situation, attacked by a crocodile in the water, which is the element of the crocodile and not his element. So, fighting for a long time. By dint of his previous devotional service, previous devotional impression, samskars, he was able to remember these wonderful prayers. By the mercy of the Lord, sarvasya chaham ridi sanivisto matta smiti gyanam apahanam cha. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he's giving the remembrance. If one is devotionally inclined, so we know that in his previous life he was a king, and so he was worshipping the Lord, but due to some mistake he was forced to take the body of an elephant. So from these pastimes of the Lord in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees, are the pure devotees or the sadhakas, those who are trying to become perfect in spiritual life. So we can learn so much. So in this instance here, so Gajendra in his previous life, he was a king. So, and the king is a representative of the Lord, and he's supposed to worship the Lord, and he's supposed to protect the citizens, the praja, but not only the human beings, even the animals. Everyone in this kingdom should be able to live peacefully and happy. And how one can live peacefully and happy? If Krishna is in the center. So therefore it is the duty of the king, the foremost duty of the king, to see that the citizens, the praja, especially of course those in a human form of life, that they are worshipping the Lord. So that is his prime responsibility. Otherwise he is not fit to be a king. Anyone in a responsible position in a human form of life, so he has to worship the Lord, and he has to make sure that those dependent on him, that they are also worshipping the Lord, so that they may please the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they may make advancement in their spiritual life, in understanding that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul. That is the first step in spiritual life, to understand that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. But as mentioned here by Gajendra and Prabhupada in a purport also, that first of all, to fully understand the personality of Godhead, His glory is Mahatmya, is Duratyaya. It is difficult to understand. We can understand something about Krishna, about Krishna's wonderful qualities and His pastimes. But to fully understand Krishna, it is actually not possible, because He is unlimited. So His glories are unlimited, His pastimes are unlimited, His qualities are unlimited. So, and we are limited, we are infinitesimal. So therefore we cannot completely comprehend the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His wonderful adabhut pastimes, and the spiritual creation, the material creation, spiritual world, the material world. We cannot completely understand. But by surrendering to the Supreme Lord, by taking shelter of Krishna, by His mercy, we can understand something of His glories and of His pastimes. So the king Indradyumna Maharaj, so he was worshipping the Lord, and he was trying, of course, to make sure that everyone is happy in the kingdom. But he did a mistake, and because of that he had to take the form of an elephant. So we can learn from that we have to be careful if we are in the position also. That is, by the mercy of the Lord, or especially then the representative of the Lord, the spiritual master, that we may be situated in a position in this world, and we have some duty to perform according to Vana Ashram, or even in the spiritual organization, be it temple president or head pujari or Sankirtan leader. So it is the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of the Lord. It is a great responsibility, and we have to try our best to perform the duty given to us. And we have to be careful not to commit any mistakes in regards to the process of devotional service, the rules and regulations, following strictly the rules and regulations, and especially in regards to dealing with the devotees. And we have to guard against any kind of offense, especially towards the devotees, but also towards the Supreme Lord Himself, Seva Para, towards the deities, or towards the holy Dham, Dhamma Para, or towards the holy names. So we have to be careful in our performance of devotional service. But we should also not be too much worried that, oh, I have to be careful, that they don't offend any Vaishnava and become fearful. No. We should be happily engaged in devotional service, blissfully. But we have to be humble, and we have to be tolerant and respectful towards the others, towards other Vaishnavas. And always we have to chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by chanting the holy names, so that means we are taking shelter of Sri Guru, the spiritual master, who has told us to chant the holy names, because it is the Yuga Dharma. By chanting the Maha Mantra, and of course remembering Mahaprabhu and worshipping Him, then we are protected by Mahaprabhu, by Krishna, by the holy names, because Krishna and Krishna Nama are not different. So the Maha Mantra, Hare, Krishna and Ram, these are names of Krishna. So of course, depending on the bhava also, while chanting, we may see different personalities. And as we know, see Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya, by chanting the holy names, we may remember Mahaprabhu also, because he's not different from Radha and Krishna. Of course, first of all, we have to remember the spiritual master always. And then only we can chant properly the holy names. So then in this way, so by taking shelter of the holy names, in all humility, we can advance in our spiritual life. We will be protected from committing any offenses, because Krishna is helping us, Mahaprabhu is helping us to have the proper consciousness, so that we don't do any kind of offense. Even it is mentioned actually that in worshipping the Lord, after every seva, we have to beg forgiveness from the Lord. Just in case, even unknowingly, we have committed some aparad. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, he has explained, so this is a book, in Vilas, 20 chapters are there. He has given so many wonderful instructions there, how to act in terms of vana ashram, because every human being, every Vaishnava, every devotee has to be in one varna, social position as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, and has to be in one ashram, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprast, or sannyas ashram. And we have to act accordingly, following the rules and regulations. But at the same time, being aware that we are different from the body, and even we should not identify with this position as I am a Brahman or I am a Kshatriya. But of course, in normal dealing, sometimes you have to say I am a Brahmachari or I am a Grihastha, I am the president. But you have to be humble and understand this is just a position for the time being, but it is not the eternal position. Only while we are in this body. So, but we have to act accordingly also. So that he has explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and how to worship the deities, how to do the different samskars, purificatory rites, and then how to establish the temples, how to build the temples, how to establish the deities. So many wonderful instructions are there. And there he has given an advice to all the devotees. Not only the pujaris, everyone who is worshipping Krishna or performing devotional service, that in the evening and night time, before taking rest, one should offer our pranam, our obeisances to Krishna, but actually not only to Krishna, but to Guru and to Gauranga and Krishna, and beg forgiveness. My dear Lord, if I have committed any offense towards you, towards your holy names, towards the holy dham, towards the Vaishnavas, knowingly or unknowingly, kindly excuse me for that. And then we should take rest. So that should be done. So these are some instructions which are there, which we should take to our heart, to heart. And so from all these pastimes we can learn so much. Which are there in this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the first canto up to the tenth. Of course, the tenth canto for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is most important, and even according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the ashray, the shelter, the summum bonum, that is the tenth canto, because Krishna is the source of everything. Ete chamsakalam pumsam Krishnas tu Bhagavan Swayam. So, Swayam Bhagavan, there's only one Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead, the source of everything, and that is Krishna. Ete chamsa kala pumsam. Everyone else is simply the expanded form of Krishna, or the expanded form of the expanded form of Krishna. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may also be addressed, is also addressed as Swayam Bhagavan, because he's none different from Radha Krishna. Nobody else is addressed as Swayam Bhagavan, according to our acharyas. Nobody has addressed Ramachandra as Swayam Bhagavan Ramachandra. No, Bhagavan Ramachandra. He may be addressed as Purushottam. There are three Purushottam. Maryada Purushottam Ramachandra. Purushottam, the most exalted of all personalities. Bhagavan Ramachandra. Was following the rules and regulations according to Vana Ashram perfectly. Just to set the example, not only for other kings, but for every human being, that we have to follow Vanashram properly. So he was not transgressing the maryada, the rules and regulations. So therefore he's known as Maryada Purushottam. He was following the rules and the regulations just to set the example for the common man. Of course, then comes Lila Purushottam Krishna. When he was in Braj, even Ramchandra, so in his childhood, because he was the son of a king, so he had to follow the rules and regulations also, as much as possible. And whereas Purushottam, Lila Purushottam Krishna, so being a son of a Vaishya, according to the pastime, Nanda Baba is the king of the Vaishyas. So as a son of Nanda Maharaj, so he was performing his pastimes, but he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of everything. And the pastimes are most wonderful. Adabhut Lila, Lila Purushottam, very sweet, most enchanting. And so there, in his pastimes in Braj, he was hardly following any rules and regulations which are there. Like according to Shastra, according to the Vedic literatures, one has to eat with the right hand. And even Ramchandra Bhagavan, he was taught you have to eat with your right hand. He was eating with the right hand. But Krishna, many times he was eating with the left hand. And of course then his father must have told him also, you should eat with your right hand. Okay, yes, but then again, he was eating with the left hand. And sometimes he was going to other houses and he was stealing butter. He was stealing yogurt. And he was pinching the boys there. And of course then they had to complain to Mother Yashoda. Oh, your boy is really very naughty. You should try to correct him. You have to chastise him. Yeah, I'm trying my best, but he's not listening. What can I do? Even Nanda Baba is trying hard to correct, and he was doing, but sometimes it was a little difficult because he was just not listening. Of course, therefore, some are saying that even Brahma, he was thinking one time, how is God? Because he saw him also one time eating with the left hand, and he was momentarily bewildered. Lord Brahma, what to speak of common man? They criticize him anything. How is Bhagavan, Krishna, stealing and taking the gopis' cloth, dancing with the other man's wives? That is highly improper. How he can be Bhagavan? So therefore, in Bharatvasha in India, many they have more respect for Ramchandra because he was very strictly following. But still, after all, the bridge buses. And all over Bharatvasha, now all over the world, we are worshipping Krishna. Because we know, although he's stealing, but that is only his pastime. That is in the Leela, in the pastime. Leela Vichar, the consideration of the pastimes. That is beyond the rules and regulations of Shastra. But then there's Tattva Vichar also, the consideration of the Absolute Truth. And there is always Bhagavan. Even when he's stealing, he's still Bhagavan. Why? Bhaktarangika tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suriram sarvabhutaram gyatvamam shantim richityan. If you know that, you can get peace. So even though he was stealing apparently, but actually everything belongs to him. All the houses in Braj belong to Krishna. All the worlds belong to Krishna. The three lok, all the universes. And in each universe everything belongs to Krishna. In Braj also, in any place, and you ask any Brijvasi, you go to their house, oh, you have a nice house. Every one of them will say, it's not my house, it's Krishna's house. So therefore he's going to the different houses and he's paying the butter. It's his house anyway. Not only that, but the gopis, not only Mother Yashoda, but all the other gopis, they are churning butter. They're making yogurt. They're making butter and they make the churning the milk and making butter and yogurt, and they think it would be so nice if Krishna would come and accept our butter and take our butter. Of course, sometimes they were thinking he should come and ask. Sometimes he may have asked. Sometimes he asked, but sometimes he took without asking. But no harm, because everything belongs to him. And so he's accepting the bhav, and he's fulfilling their desires. So therefore he had to go and take the butter, because they were asking in their consciousness, please come. So in this way we can see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. Then after, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Purushottam. And actually by his mercy, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we can approach Krishna. Otherwise, in the Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to approach Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God and the source of everything. But by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, who has come to deliver the most fallen, and the age of Kali, everyone is fallen. Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavatar, he has come to deliver the most fallen. So Kala Shudra Sambhava, it is mentioned in the scriptures also, that in the age of Kali, practically everyone is a Shudra by birth. Because nowadays the different samskars are not performed or not properly performed. Like the Brahmana families, even in Bharatvarsha, they are still there, but not so many. And therefore you can see, even especially many Bengalis are coming here. Even Bangladeshis were coming, but now they have to go home. But the Bengalis, they are there, many. And they are pulling the rickshaw. And then we're sitting on the rickshaw and then asking sometimes, where are you from? Oh, from Bengal. Then they're showing the Brahman thread. I'm a Brahmana. So what kind of Brahmana are you? You're pulling the rickshaw. That is not the activity of a Brahmana. So because the samskars are not performed properly nowadays, so therefore the qualified persons may be less. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, by their causal mercy, even those who are very fallen, they can come to Krishna consciousness, and they can even come to the highest level of pure Krishna consciousness by taking shelter of Sri Guru and Sri Gonanga. And then we can approach Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is actually our goal, to go to Krishna Loka, which is divided in four: Mathura Puri, Dwarka Puri, and then of course Braj Vrindavan and Chaitadip Navadvip. So on the Sarvottam, the highest place of course is always Golok, Braj Vrindavan, and then Chaitadip Navadvip, which is simultaneously different and non-different from Braj. As Mahaprabhu is non-different and different from Radha and Krishna. So we are most fortunate to belong to this Sampradaya, to have come to this wonderful society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are most fortunate. Of course, here we are speaking about Gajendra, who was offering beautiful prayers to Vishnu, to Narayan, the four-armed form. And so, of course, ultimately, even of course, he was not directly offering prayers to Vishnu, but to the Supreme Authority. And because he was in the form of the elephant, so he was not actually able to fully understand who is the Supreme Authority. So he had some knowledge, but because he was in the form of the elephant, so he was not fully understanding the Supreme Authority, his personal form. But as explained actually in the next verse, Sugriva Goswami was explaining that all the other demigods, they were not coming to see him and helping him, because they were not directly approaching him, but the Supreme Authority, which is ultimately Vishnu. So they knew that Vishnu may appear and help him, and which he did. And then he was liberated. So even in our case, of course, we want to go to Braj and be absorbed or take part in the pastimes of Krishna. But first of all, we have to understand that Krishna is God, the Supreme Personality of God, and the source of everything, and follow sadhana bhakti strictly. Then we may advance, and then we may be qualified to actually properly worship Krishna, Brajendra Nanda Shyama Sundar, following the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna and Braj, the Brijabhasis, and following then the path of Raganuga Bhakti, by which we may go to Braj. So it is a gradual process, and we have to qualify ourselves. So by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, if we strictly follow this process, especially by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then we will be elevated step by step, and then we'll be able to actually properly worship Krishna in Braj Bhav, and then Krishna Swarup and our Swarup may be revealed, which is actually the goal of life. But as explained here also in the verse itself and by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, that is illusory energy, Maya, the external energy, Mahamaya, is very difficult to overcome. Very difficult to overcome. Even Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, the Daivyeshamaya Gunamaya Duratyaya. So this divine energy is very difficult to overcome. But if one is surrendered unto me, then he can easily overcome. But of course, easily is not so easy also. As we know, even as sadhak, as we know, practicing devotional service, it is not so easy, although we know the process of surrendering, and we're trying to surrender. But it is not so easy to fully surrender to Krishna. Actually, it takes time to come to this platform of full surrender, having ripe humility, dhrir vishwas, complete faith in Krishna. So, but we have to practice, and then the more the consciousness is purified, the more we will be humble, the more our faith will be strong, and the more we are able to surrender to Krishna with body, mind and words. On the transcendental platform, actually it is possible. When we are above the 3 miles of material nature, then we can. Atma samarpanam actually is possible. Full surrender to Krishna. Now a surrender is conditioned, but no harm. We simply have to try our best. And Krishna does the rest. Guru and Gauranga and Krishna, they do the rest. But we have to endeavor. Like in Damodar Leela, Maria Shora was trying to bang Krishna. So she was endeavoring, but we need the mercy. We have to endeavor, then we need the mercy. And then it is possible to overcome the external energy, Maya. So we have to take shelter of Hari Guru Vaishnav, the Vaishnavas, the spiritual master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, constantly. And by doing that, day by day, the consciousness becomes more purified, and it becomes easier also. The more we advance, it is more easy. But at the same time, that the tests will be there. Pariksha. Like you go to school, the test is there. The beginning, primary school, secondary school, the tests are always difficult for the children. Because they are learning. And in the beginning they don't know anything, then they learn something, then they pass the tests which are not so difficult, they learn more, then the tests become more difficult. Then you go to university, it's becoming... Those in the university, the students, they are very intelligent. Very intelligent. But then the exams, they're also very difficult to pass. Similarly, in spiritual life, the more you advance, it becomes easier. But then there will be tests also. And sometimes it will be difficult to overcome. But by taking shelter of Krishna, we can overcome all difficulties and all tests. And ultimately we'll become perfect and then we can realize Krishna's wonderful form and be fully absorbed in transcendental happiness and Krishna consciousness, which is the goal of life. Hare Krishna. It is 9 o'clock, 3 past 9, so we have to stop. So we have time for maybe some comment or one question. Any comments or question? Yes. You can speak a little louder and hold the microphone like this. What was the first part that?
The first part is assumption Samantaram Hitler necessity Krishna. Krishna is Krishna, and we completely understand about Krishna.
Completely understand Krishna, yes.
And yet,
yes, it is true, yes. Yes. So we have to reconcile the statements of Shastra of Krishna or Guru with our intelligence, with the help of the devotees. So, yes, we can fully understand Krishna by becoming pure in consciousness and being fully surrendered to Krishna. Then we can understand Krishna as he is, Yashoda Nandan Gopinath, and we can realize his wonderful form, Tribhang Lalit Shyama Sundar, playing the flute, having peacock feather. So when you say, I can see Krishna with love, premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santasa deva hiriyeshu viloka yanti. When you have love for Krishna, then you can see Krishna. When you see Krishna, then you know everything from that point of view. Okay? At the same time, so Krishna, the spiritual world is unlimited. The material world is also almost unlimited. So there may be so many things to know about Krishna's pastimes even. Or even the material world, how this material world is coming into being, and the 14 planetary systems are there. And for example, now we are in Bhumandal, and planet Earth. So where is it situated? In Bharatvarsha. Jambudvip is there in the center. And then it is divided, 9 Varshas are there. 11 Varsha in the center and then 2 in the south. Kim Purush Varsha and then Bharatvarsha. The bigger Bharatvarsha, now we are in the small Bharatvarsha. There is a big Bharatvarsha, which is one of the 9 Varshas in Jambudvip, which is the center of Bhumandal. So to completely understand even this material world or even the planetary system, even Bhumandal properly, where we are situated, even on this planet Earth, even there sometimes the advanced devotees, they are not fully clear and they have to discuss. So even from that point of view, you cannot understand everything of this material world, what to speak of the spiritual world. Like for example, you may be a pure devotee, I may ask you how many rooms are there in the guest house? Or even, I don't know also, I don't know. But it doesn't mean you may be a pure devotee. Because you have love for Krishna, you know that Krishna is the source of everything. And you're fully absorbed in serving Him, in loving exchange. In this way you know everything, and there's no need to know anything else. If you love Krishna and if you see Krishna always before your eyes, then you know everything, no need to know anything else. At the same time, there are some things to be known in this material world, even the process of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, which is divided in 2 parts, then bhav bhakti, prema bhakti, and the different bhavs which are there in bhav bhakti. 33 sanchari bhavs are there, ashta sattvika bhav. So all these things may be there. So maybe somebody is a pure devotee, but he may not know all these details. And he doesn't have to know, unless he's an acharya. The acharya must be well versed in the scriptures. But an ordinary person who may not have the ability, physical or psychophysical, according to body and consciousness, to be a great scholar, So he may not become an acharya, but still he may have love for Krishna, and because he has love for Krishna, he knows everything. Like Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj. He was not a scholar, but he had love for Krishna. Whereas Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada, he was the greatest scholar, but he took shelter of Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj because he had pure love for Krishna. So in this sense, we may understand that if you know Krishna, you know everything. But at the same time, you cannot know everything. Not possible to know everything. Not possible. Okay, is that all right? Okay, Hare Krishna. Grandra Chimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.